Many of the problems we face in dealing with life and relationships, circumstances, which are distressing, are because we're not accepting of people and situations that we can't control. So we become very stressed out and very disturbed when we're trying to control a situation, which is impossible to control, either a situation in the past which we're distressed about, which obviously we can't control, or a situation in the present which is not going the way we want it to go, or people are not acting the way we want them to act. But there's absolutely nothing we can do, or very little that we can do to change the situation. So the stress is being caused, the upset is being caused by the fact that we so much want to change the situation, or we're so much judging the situation, or we're so much analyzing how bad the situation is. But still, we can't do anything about it. So what we're doing is we're tormenting ourselves. We're focusing on all the negatives of it. By focusing on the negatives, we become disturbed, disappointed, discouraged, even sometimes depressed. Even sometimes we lose our enthusiasm to do devotional service because the situation is so bad. We always need to focus on what we can do, not what we can't, what we can do, what we can change, where our freedom lies, where our choices lie. And so often we don't focus on those things, but rather we focus on what we can change. So if you focus on what you can change, if you focus what you can do personally to enhance your own Krishna consciousness, you'll always be enthusiastic, you'll always be happy. If you end up focusing on things you don't like that you can't change, you'll always be discouraged. It's inevitable. It's not intelligent. So don't allow yourself to become overcome, overwhelmed, and disturbed by situations you can't change. Just learn to accept them and then change the things that you can change. Improve yourself in ways you can. And that way you'll be positive.